哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的父神，我们感谢您的祝福。
Our merciful Heavenly Father, we thank you of your blessings.
您带领了我们两个晚上的布道会。
You've guided us throughout two nights of evangelical services.
一天的灵恩会。
And the whole day of evangelical, spiritual convocation.
主啊，您是万福之源头。
Lord, you are the source and the master of all things.
可惜自始祖亚当犯罪以来，这个源头就断绝了。
However, unfortunately, this, your, the source of life was severed from us when our ancestor Adam have sinned.
你不忍心看到人类过着颠沛流离、恐惧、不安、失望、沮丧的生活。
You took pity on us and you had compassion on us and you did not want us to live in an ease, without peace and without joy.
2000年前你亲自道成肉身。
2000 years ago, you've, transformed yourself into flesh and came down to this world.
以仆人的身份卑微地来到人间。
You became a servant of mankind.
你曾经大声宣告说。
You once loudly proclaimed.
人若渴了就可以到我这里来。
Those of us who are thirsty, you can come to me.
信我的人要从他腹中流出活水的江河来。
And you once said that those who believe in me will have a gushing flow of water of life.
你要把生命的活水白白的赐给口渴的人喝。
You will give your water fountain of life to those who are thirsty.
也就是圣灵。
Which is also your Holy Spirit.
唯独这个圣灵的活泉才能够带给人类满足、平安、喜乐与盼望。
And through this, lively fountain of the Holy Spirit shall bring us, mankind, joy and also happiness and also salvation.
主啊，我们已经尝到活泉，也就是圣灵的滋味。
Lord, we've already experienced, your Holy Spirit, which is your fountain of life.
今天也愿意借着这个机会，照着您的吩咐，乐意的把这个唯一能够填满人类心灵空虚的活泉来介绍给亲戚朋友。
And today, using this opportunity according to your commands, we would like to introduce to everyone, this, fountain of life, your Holy Spirit.
愿主的灵加倍感动您的仆人，把生命活泉清楚的介绍。
And may you inspire and, your speaker and your servants so that, he may describe vividly and clearly of your Holy Spirit.
也能够感动慕道朋友有饥渴慕义的心来体验您的圣灵的浇灌。
And we hope that all of our friends and truth seekers have a true heart of drawing closer to you and wanting to find out the truth, so you can, open their hearts.
让他们能够亲眼看到你。
We ask that you reveal yourself personally to them.
亲手摸到你。
So that they can personally touch you.
亲耳听到你。
And they can hear your words directly with their ears.
我们在这儿恳求主耶稣施恩今天的布道会。
And we pray like so, please, guide our services today.
愿荣耀归给天上的神。
May all the glories be unto your heavenly name.
平安喜乐归给所有来参加布道会的朋友，主内同龄们。
And may joy and peace be with all of us who attend the service today.
阿们。请坐。
Please be seated.
在还没开始正道以前，我们还是先请歌声最美丽的圣何西教会诗班上来献诗。
Before we start our service, let us again invite our San Jose Church Choir to present wonderful hymns for us.
我们现在以欢迎的心情、高兴的心情来享受他们美好的歌声。
Let us enjoy the hymns, to come with a joyful heart. Thank God that, their wonderful voices must reach all the way to the heavens.
有的人讲话很大声。
Some people talk very loud.
但是唱诗的声音呢很小。
However, when they sing hymns, they're very timid.
这个不大好。
And that's not quite right.
讲话大声啊是神的恩典啊。
It's a grace of God when you can speak very loudly.
当2000年 世人啊，我接触所述的时候，接受所述的时候。
Oh, when in year 2004, when I went under an operation.
那梁传道啊，打电话到病房给我。
Preacher Yang.
梁传道。
Preacher Liang called me when I was in the hospital.
他问他说：“哎，传道你好吗？”
And he asked me how I was doing.
我的话快讲不出来，说我很好啊。
And I was very faint in reply to him. I'm okay.
所以讲话大声啊，是神的恩典啊。
So
神的祝福。
To be able to talk loudly is a grace or blessing of God.
大声啊，要多多利用来赞美神。
So if we can speak loudly, we have good health. We have to proclaim God's grace and praise Him.
现在奉主耶稣圣名来证道。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I give testimony for God.
请翻开罗马书。
Let's turn to the book of Romans.
Romans chapter 15, verse 18.
Romans chapter 15, verse 18.
罗马书十五章十八节。
Romans chapter 15, verse 18.
除了基督借我做的那些事，我什么都不敢提，只提他借我言语作为用神的启示的能力，并圣灵的能力，使外邦人顺服。保罗他是很有学问的人。
Paul is a person of knowledge.
但是他在传福音的时候，
And when he was preaching the gospel,
不管他用什么方法，他不敢提到自己。
He dared not to mention anything about himself.
他只提神的作为，圣灵的作为。
And he only dared to speak of the accomplishments of God and the works of the Holy Spirit.
因为只有借着神的作为，圣灵的作为，圣灵的能力，才能够使外邦人顺服，使一个完全不信的人改变他的心意，能够归向神。
Because he realized that only through the power of God, through the works of God and the abilities of the Holy Spirit, can unbeliever believe in God.
所以现在我要传扬圣灵的大作为。
So now we are going to talk about proclaiming the great works of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵的特性是什么？圣灵又是什么？
So what are the characteristics of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵呢，就是神的灵，因为神是灵。
Holy Spirit is a God's spirit, and we all know God is a spirit.
神是神圣的，所以我们就称为圣灵，叫圣洁的灵。
Because God is holy, and His spirit is holy.
圣灵有哪些特性呢？
So what are the characteristics of Holy Spirit?
为什么圣灵能够使外邦人顺服？
Why is it that the ability of the Holy Spirit can turn the Gentile to believe in God?
请看以赛亚书十一章。
Let's turn to Isaiah, verse 11, chapter 11.
以赛亚书十一章的第一节。
Isaiah chapter 11.
然后第二节。
Verse 2.
第一跟第二。
Excuse me, verse 1 and verse 2.
以赛亚书十一章第一。
Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1.
从耶西的本必发一条，从他根生的枝子必结果实。第二
，verse two，
神的灵必住在他身上，就是使他有智慧和聪明的灵，谋略和能力的灵，知识和敬畏神的灵。神的灵住在耶稣的身上。
The Spirit of God lives in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那么这个灵是怎么样的一个灵呢
？So what is the spirit?
这个灵就是有智慧聪明。
The spirit is a wisdom and understanding.
所以这个灵知道什么说要说些什么话。
The spirit will be able to discern times of which it should say certain things.
这个灵知道要怎么做。
The spirit knows the way.
这个灵还是谋略和能力的灵。
And the spirit is a spirit of counsel and of power.
说这个灵能够使一个人的心像石头般的硬，把它软化成为肉心。
this Spirit will be able to soften a rock, a hard heart into a heart of flesh.
这个灵也是知识和敬畏神的灵。
The Spirit is also a spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
所以当一个人被圣灵充满以后，他自然的就会敬畏神了。
So when a person who is filled with the Holy Spirit, naturally he will revere God.
有人本来是不信圣灵的。
People sometimes do not believe in the Holy Spirit.
有一位姐妹呢，她还没信主以前呢，那也就另外一位姐妹邀请她来教会听道理。
Well, we had a sister in our church prior to her believing in God. She was invited to our church to listen to the sermons.
大概没有人跟她解释祷告的方法。
Perhaps no one explained to her our prayers.
所以当她来到会堂啊，然后参加聚会啊，跟大家一起祷告。
So when she came to our church, when she was about to kneel down to pray with everyone,
突然之间看到大家祷告很大声。
All of a sudden, she sees that everyone started to pray very loudly.
她吓跑了，赶快跑到外面去。
That scared her away, and she fled out of the chapel.
不但是跑出去，还是跑出去外面哭。
Not only did she just ran out, she was crying outside.
你看吓到这个程度啊。
So that really must have scared her.
她跟这位带来的姐妹说啊。
So she told the sister that brought her.
我从此以后我也不会再踏入你们教会的门。
That I vowed not to ever put a step foot into your church.
她拒绝圣灵啊。
And she refused to accept the Holy Spirit.
因为她不了解圣灵。
Because she did not understand the Holy Spirit.
经过两年以后。
After 2 years.
她自己啊回到没有人邀请她，她自己回到教会来。
No one invited her, but she returned herself to the church.
因为时候到了。
Because her time has come.
神要拣选她。
God wants.
圣灵在她内心动工。
The Holy Spirit is working within her heart.
那一天祷告，她自己到前面来祷告。
That day, she came to church, she came forward to the front to pray.
她领受圣灵。
She received the Holy Spirit.
现在是教会的负责人。
Now she's a board member of one of our church.
所以圣灵呢，是知识和敬畏神的灵。
So the Holy Spirit is a spirit of knowledge and a spirit that fears the Lord.
因为它带有能力。
Because it has a power.
那我现在要讲一个见证。
Now I'd like to give a testimony.
啊，这是有关于我太太的祖父的见证。
And this is a testimony about my wife's grandfather.
也就是大作传道的父亲的见证。
And it's basically the father of one of our preacher.
那
Pastor Cho's father.
祖父呢他生于1902年。
And this person, was born in 1902.
他生在乡下的地方啊。
And he was born in a village.
结婚以后呢生了八个男生啊三个女生。
After he got married, he had a lot of kids.
那家庭啊算是小康啊。家庭算是哎。
They barely was able to get by. They had an average family.
那他在地方上小有名气。
And at the place he lived, he was quite reputable.
他对于庙宇呢非常热心。
And he was very devout Buddhist. He attended services at the temples of idols.
他经常出钱出力啊来帮助啊庙宇啊举办一些活动。
And he would give money and his time to these temple for their services.
可是当他到42岁的时候。
But when he was about 42 years old.
有一天啊他突然生病了。 发高烧。
One day he was sick and he had a high fever.
啊，他当然对庙宇呀、啊、很热心啊，所以当然就会求问庙宇里面的神。
Since he was a fervent Buddhist, he naturally sought for help from his God.
那他还请个中医啊、西医来帮他诊断。
He tried to search for doctors of all kinds to try to help.
啊，但是呢，没有一个人能够医治他的病。
However, no one was able to heal him.
啊，病情呢一天一天的恶化。
And his situation digressed day by day.
那医生呢要帮他，本来是要帮他打静脉的针啊，可是呢，那个静脉啊就打不进去。
And the doctor was going to give him a shot into his blood vessel, but they could not, the needles wouldn't go in.
所以医生啊，就嘱咐他们家里的人呢、啊，啊，好好的照顾他、啊，让他躺着啊，不要动他。
The doctor directed his family's members to take care of him.Do not let him move about and tell him to rest and lie down.
那个时候呢，他的肚腹呢也胀得很大。
And at that time, his stomach was inflamed.
啊，他本人呢也觉得啊，大概没有什么希望了，所以他就留下遗言啊，穿好西装，就静静的躺在床上啊，准备离世。
And he even thought to himself that there's no hope, he's about to pass away, so he dressed himself in a suit.And wrote his will and laid on his bed to wait for his day to come.
那祖母看到这个情形呢，哎，她还想啊，跟他同归于尽呢。
And his
所以他就拿一瓶农药呢，也想要自杀。
His wife, seeing the situation, was very depressed and wanted to go as well with her husband. So she took a bottle of poison.
那家里的人看到了，那。来阻止他这个行动。
He was about to drink the bottle of poison, but was stopped by her family members.
所以这个时候啊，可以说是走投无路了。
So you can say that their family situation is very hopeless.
那他的表弟啊，来看他的时候说：“哎，这个人平常是不能够睡觉，怎么现在啊眼睛闭上了啊？”
His cousin came to visit him and was wondering how come he was able to sleep.And his eyes were closed.
才知道他已经昏迷不醒了。
Then they realized that he was in a coma.
那他们有一位亲戚呢，啊，是真耶稣教会的信徒。
They had a relative that was a true Jesus Church member.
所以就赶快去找那位信徒来啊，说看他怎么办哦。
So they sought after this member of our church to find out from him if there's anything that he could do to help.
那位信徒说啊，只有一个方法。
So our brother told them that there's only one way.
就说找这位全能的医生啊，主耶稣啊。
We have to ask for the all-powerful doctor to help, which is our Lord Jesus Christ.
啊，虽然这个家庭啊，本来对神佛、对庙堂呢，非常的热心呢、啊，可是这个时候他们走投无路啊。
Even though this family was a very fervent Buddhist family, but since they were at the end of their ropes, they had no other options.
那这位信徒也教他们怎么来祷告。
And this member of our church taught them how to pray.
那同时呢，也请教会弟兄姐妹帮助祷告。
He also asked brothers and sisters from our church to also pray for this family.
那他祷告的时候，到家里祷告的时候
，So when they were praying at their house,
祖父啊，突然看到在天上呢，好像有一栋白色的房子。
And this person saw that there's a white house.In the heavens.
有一道光呢，约一尺的宽啊，一尺宽的光啊，从那个房白色房子啊，照射到他的胸膛。
And there's a beam of light about a foot wide came down from a window from this house.
他本来是一个病人呢、啊。
He was originally very weak.
本来是要奄奄一息快死的人。
He only had about one more breath in him.
他自己已经穿上西装啊，留下遗言，准备离世。
He made all the preparations to get ready to pass away.
光照到胸膛时候，他觉得啊，
But when the beam of light came down and warmth,
那这个光啊，能够使他起在床上
，beam of strength to kneel on the bed,
一起祷告，受圣灵在床上一直祷告。
He received the Holy Spirit and was on the bed kneeling around the service.
哇，他家里的那样啊
，scared the family members.
有一件没有发生过事情
，because
主在助他，感觉主在这圣充满。 不要怕。
So our members, our church, do not be afraid, because this is works of.
他已经有机会。Hope. 受充满在床上。
And three times continuously spread John. After that, his.
后来他现在呢当教。
Because of that, he become.
退休。后来八岁。
Away from 98 years.
后来定十年呢。
To live another 50 extra years. So it also teaches us that if you want to serve God.
要经常祷。因为带能力。
Because Holy Spirit builds.
那圣用是什么？
So what are the.
带我能力。每个人自己的解释
他
们摸大想摸到的新年书给的去
some denominations do anything to believe that's it
有摸到我们基督徒哪一都可以来
要
大年部的真理
shall complete truth of God
整只像子的照片
we should believe spirit
那圣灵是拼的是给的
Also, if
he was
ascended to heavens for
his peace, and
his peace,
that
after he sent to that,
and
we drew the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
And
we also, for Taiwan, SARS,
many of us,
infant who will act as
because of the immune system.
And we had a sister in our church who was very worried about contracting SARS.
Pray. 当他祷告的时候
When she's doing her prayer,
听你的声音呢
The Holy Spirit told her
你
How you love your child
How
I love my voice
天父必看顾他
Because
所以耶稣平安的
Jehovah had sin Likewise
I 想叫我行出来
For love we should pray more than we have love more
祷告当中我们只爱
In our prayers, we cannot love also the love for the sisters.
在教会灵会呢接受
信。God is in one of our great complications.
啊，这位负责而已。
And this member initially won.
那是他。
But after attending services,
那我问他。
And then I asked him why he
已经领了圣灵了。
Already received the Holy Spirit.
那他说，圣经有一句话。
Because a passage was spoken.
我做客旅的时候接待我。
As a sojourner or traveling family.
他觉得教会就
很 he was eating church traveler brothers and sisters helped him
所以他就感觉到有爱
to remember that church
感动
and touched him
会帮助
the whole person gained salvation John
七章
chapter 7 37 John said
对高僧说自来啊，信我的人就如经上所说从他腹中流出活水的江来耶稣这话是指的既说是来赐下圣灵来因为上得着荣耀他说
from passages we could We learned that the
Holy Spirit,
John 4 verse 15.
人若永远的水要在他头成宝用。
And we learned living water.
人若灵要他头成为泉只永到永生。所以要永到永生。
In other words, those who will be thirsty, not thirsty.
或是彼岸天。
So the most difficult, which is eternal life.
难怪这边第四章。
Chapter 3 verse 5. John 3 verse 5.
耶稣说我是人若不是从水和圣灵生的就我我是要进到天国
wishes to enter into the kingdom of God she shall be born of water and
因为耶稣主了
命 to decide who comes in who was not
准了凡是从
生 born of the water
凡是相信你做的
ecclesiastes shall be
灵嘛上教
time and closely waters
我们先看这个讲第
二
白衣主好像一阵风拂过，充满他们所做的火焰现出来，个人头上是圣灵充满。这边请您的请。
Describe in the gamble.
得十人做
事。So that we told them when we pulled.
就说他办了十件，说
disciples followed three.
那平他们主就说圣灵降下来。
Also Holy Spirit did not.
只是这边说有现象。
Washing came down.
啊，第一个。
First, it's like a sudden blow wind.
风在树洞。
And with those bodies and branches, so when our
whole body is moving,
it moves vibrations throughout his body.
The two of them,
if
one of them is
then him, hearing those people that see the Holy Spirit.
有时候你的弟兄姐妹，我们到什么
the new the members that have joined,
他们每一个都好像从头上
the most of their stream of top to bottom.
然后
and also that tongues, seem to be the tongues of fire.
当这些描写啊，那个火焰啊，就好像火舌一样哈。
And
火的舌头啊。
Describes those people that received the Holy Spirit, and their tongues were like fire.
但是这舌头啊，会像好像火焰一样在跳动。
And their tongues are like that moves about like that of fire.
所以有的翻译本啊说舌头的震动音呢、啊，舌头啊震动。
Some versions of the Bible would say or read that the vibration of the tongues.
那到第四节。
Verse four.
他们被圣灵充满，按着圣灵所赐的口才说起别国的舌音来。
That all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues, and the Spirit enabled them.
所以这舌头会卷动。
That their tongues will curl and will speak of other languages.
好，再看第六节。
Verse six.
这声一响啊，第六节，这声一响，众人都聚集啊，个人听见啊，门徒用众人的相谈说话，就觉得很闷呐。
When they heard the sound, the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard them speaking in his own language.
所以被圣灵充满了那个声音啊，众人祷告声音就很大。
So when there's a lot of people that are filled with the Holy Spirit as a crowd, they will sound very loud. They will people will be bewildered.
那圣灵是谋略的灵，也是知识的灵，也是能力的灵。
The Holy Spirit is the spirit of counsel, spirit of knowledge, and spirit of power.
所以他有能力打开个人的耳朵，让他们听得到他们祷告的内容，这是用他们自己的方言讲的话。
So at that time, the Spirit enabled them to open their ears so that they could hear them speaking in their own languages.
比如说中国人，他就听到他们是用中国话在祷告。
For example, the Chinese would hear that those people were praying in Chinese.
那法国人就听到他们是用法国话在祷告。
And the French would listen to those people praying would hear that they were speaking in French.
那希腊人就听到他们是用希腊话在祷告。
And the Latins would hear that those people were praying in their own tongues.
那事实上这个怎么可能的事情呢？
So how could that be possible?
那些门徒啊，大多数的门徒啊，都是讲这个加利利话。
And we all know that those group of people at that time that was filled with the Holy Spirit spoke in Galilee.
因为他们是加利利人啊。
Because they were from the land of Galilee.
那以前发生过，现在也是一样的发生的。
So if this happened before, this will happen now.
总会有位女秘书啊，叫贝西姐妹。
We have a sister by the name of Betsy working in our general assembly.
啊，相信很多人都认识她。
I'm sure many of us have met her before.
很多人以前她父亲还是在慕道的时候。
And many years ago, when her father was still a truth seeker.
啊，有一次她父亲呢来会堂里面听道理。
One day, her father came to our church to listen to the sermon.
啊，她的父亲呢？是念地人，就是中国大陆的人，所以他不懂得用，他也听不懂台湾话。
Her father was from mainland China, so he did not understand Taiwanese.
那这个事情是在台湾发生的，所以他来聚会的时候，那个时候讲道的人呢是陈恒道长老讲道啊，然后他用台语讲道。
And this was in Taiwan when this happened. He attended one of our services, which was given by Elder Chang, and he was actually speaking in Taiwanese.
那时候没有翻译的。
At that time, they did not have any interpreters.
那 Betsy 的父亲他听不懂台湾话。
Betsy's father, as I mentioned earlier, did not understand, could not speak Taiwanese.
可是很奇妙，那一次的证道当中啊，他的父亲呢，从头到尾都听得懂。陈长老在讲些什么信息
？But miraculously, throughout the entire sermon, Betsy's father was able to understand every single word that was spoken by Elder Chan.
因为圣灵就是能力的灵啊。
Because the Holy Spirit is the spirit of power.
打开他的耳朵，让他听得懂神的信息。
The Spirit was able to open Betsy's father's ears so that he could understand. Languages that normally he wouldn't be able to.
那第二次呢？他的父亲又来会堂里面慕道。
So the second time, Betsy's father came to our church again.
没有翻译, 没有经过翻译,
no interpreters, but this time around, second time around he came, he could not understand a single word.
所以说神迹啊,
so this miracle only happened to him once.
就是让我们体验到神的大能,
just to, so to confirm the greatness of the Holy Spirit.
所以说圣灵的现象啊,
so from the Bible, it confirms that the evidence of receiving Holy Spirit is able to be seen by our naked eyes.
啊, 有人说,
some people will argue that when I believed in Jesus Christ, I've already received in the Holy Spirit.
啊, 请看使徒行传19章,
let's turn to Acts chapter 19.
19章的第一节,
verse 1.
19章第一,
Chapter 19, verse 1.
亚波罗在哥林多的时候, 保罗经过了上边一带的地方, 就来到以弗所, 在那里遇见几个门徒, 啊, 这就是信耶稣的人, 啊, 第二,
verse 2.
问他们说, 你们信的时候, 说了圣灵没有, 他们说没有呢, 诶, 未曾听见了圣灵赐下来, 第三,
verse 3.
保罗说, 这样子, 你们说的是什么习呢? 他们说是约翰的习, 第四,
verse 4.
保罗说, 约翰所行的是悔改的习, 告诉百姓, 当信, 那在以后, 他要来的, 就是耶稣, 第五, 他们听见这话, 就要奉主耶稣的名受洗, 第六, 保罗按手在他们头上, 圣灵便降在他们身上, 他们就说方言, 又说预言, 一共有12个人,
verse 7.
所以这个故事啊, 大概告诉我们几个内容,
so these passages tells us a couple of things.
啊, 第一个, 啊, 保罗他去访问, 啊, 访问一些信徒,
first, Paul was visiting a couple of members.
那一些信徒已经, 啊, 是信耶稣的,
those members were believers of God.
保罗问他们说, 你们信的时候, 说了圣灵没有?
Paul asked them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
他们很老实地说, 没有啊,
and very candidly they replied, no, we haven't.
他们并没有告诉保罗说, 哎, 我们信的时候自然就有了, 我们信的时候已经有了, 我们全部都有了,
they did not lie to Paul or insist that they received the Holy Spirit when they believed.
啊, 这是第一个, 啊,
that was first point.
第二个, 保罗就问他们说, 那你们说的是什么习呢?
Second, Paul asked them, what baptism did you receive?
他们说约翰的洗,
they replied, John's baptism.
啊, 约翰的洗是什么洗呢? 这是悔改的洗,
John's baptism was a baptism of repentance.
是领人悔改,
is to allow people to be to repent.
是个预备的阶段,
it's a baptism of preparation.
让人以后要接受耶稣啊, 更容易,
so that it'll be easier for them to receive the whole Jesus Christ.
所以保罗就告诉他们说啊, 你们以前所说的习, 还要再习一次。
So Paul told them that you have to be baptized once again.
就是要奉主耶稣的名受洗。
You must be baptized in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
啊, 这是第二个。
That's the second point.
第三个,
third point.
那些信徒啊, 就很顺服啊。
So those members, believers were very obedient.
啊, 他们就接受保罗的方法, 这样子来做。
So they received and did according to what Paul instructed them.
啊, 受洗以后, 现在就要祷告了。
After baptized, they prayed together.
那保罗按手在他们头上。
Paul placed his hands on them.
所以第四个信息要告诉我们, 要祷告的时候, 啊, 长的圣职人员, 长职传道, 啊, 按所在人的头上, 啊, 这是已经被记载在圣经里面有的事情。
So the fourth point is a message that even recorded in the Bible that the elders of the church shall place hands on members when they pray to aid them.
啊, 因为有的人很不喜欢啊, 长子按所在他的头上。
Some people does not like elders of our church or preachers of our church to lay hands on them.
有的人因为这样子他就不来了。
Because of this, sometimes people don't come to church.
那第五个信息,
the fifth point, fifth message.
那一共约有12个人,
there were about 12 men in all.
所以说圣灵的现象是可以被看得到，可以听得出来的。
And these passages confirms that they were able to experience the Holy Spirit and also to see the occurrence of the Holy Spirit.
好，那现在要来讲怎么样来领受圣灵呢？
So let us talk about how we shall receive the Holy Spirit.
啊, 第一个就是要像这些信徒啊, 他们相信啊, 他们相信保罗的话, 他们相信圣经的方法。
First of all, we must be like these believers to simply believe in Paul's words and simply follow and obey.
要有信心。
We must have faith.
除了信心，就相信，用神的方法，用圣经所告诉我们的方法来祈求圣灵。
We must have faith in the methods of God. We must have faith in the instructions and the words in the Bible.
那第二呢？
Second,
要自己觉得有需要。
We must recognize that we have the need of the Holy Spirit.
因为耶稣他说，口渴的人可以到我这里来。
Because Jesus Christ said, those are who are thirsty can come to me.
一个人不觉得口渴，他都不需要喝水。
So that means when a person is not thirsty, he will not seek after water.
口渴了，他自然就要喝水。
Naturally, when a person is thirsty, this person will seek for water.
一个人觉得永生对他来说很重要。
When a person recognizes that salvation is important to him,
那怎么样才能够得到永生呢？
How can we receive salvation then?
耶稣告诉我们，要借着水的重生和圣灵的重生。
The Bible, Jesus tells us that we must be born of the water and the Spirit.
所以要觉得有这个需要啊。
So we must have the need of salvation.
那第三个。
Third point.
要顺服，像这些门徒一样啊，保罗去访问那些门徒一样，他们就很顺服的接受啊保罗的方法。
We must be obedient and submissive, just like these believers.Or submissive to the instructions of Paul.
结果他们顺服以后，第一个他们接受重新接受洗礼。
So after they were obeyed God, Paul's commands, instructions, and they received the baptism.
那第二个，他们顺服以后，他们就领受圣灵了。
And so after they were submissive and obeyed their instructions, and they baptized and they received the Holy Spirit.
今天。耶稣他应许圣灵要降给世上所有的人。
Today, Jesus Christ has promised every one of us that he will grant us his Holy Spirit.
这是白白得来的。
And if you receive it, you will receive it without any price.
但是如果我们要到他的面前来，我们觉得很口渴，就可以领受圣灵。
The only catch is that we must present ourselves in front of God. We must show him our thirst for his Spirit.
耶稣已经升天了。
Lord Jesus Christ already ascended to heaven.
我们是要信耶稣的。
We must believe in Jesus.
但是耶稣在哪里呢？
However, where is he?
他升天以后要见到圣灵永远与我们同在。
And after he ascends to the heavens, he shall be with us and abide with us through his Spirit.
所以不管我们走到哪里，
No matter where we are in this world,
圣灵要与我们同在。
The Holy Spirit will be with us.
不管我们走到哪里，
No matter where we go,
平安喜乐会跟着我们。
Peace and joy shall be with us.
因为这是他的应许。
Because that was his promise.
只有我们来到他的面前。
As long as we present ourselves.
我们再唱诗。
Please sing him.
Okay. 我们现在祷告。
Now we will pray together.
让我们帮助啊这些还没有得到圣灵的人祷告。
Let us continue to pray for those.People that have not received the Holy Spirit.
想要得到神的祝福啊，就是要帮助别人代祷。
If you want to receive the blessings from God, then you yourself have to help others to pray.
我们帮助这些慕道朋友来祷告。
Let's pray for those true seekers.
只有圣灵才能够改变一个人，才能够更新一个人。
Only through Holy Spirit can a person change. Only through Holy Spirit can a person be renewed.
人的口才没有办法。
We cannot rely on the eloquence or the words of men.
人的智慧也没有办法。
We cannot rely on the knowledge and wisdoms of men.
只有圣灵才有办法。
Only through the abilities of the Holy Spirit.
那圣灵是可以体验的。
We can experience and see the Holy Spirit.
好，那有没有第一次来的？
Do we have any first-time members here? First-time friends?
那祷告呢？我们的方法是念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
So when we pray, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we say Hallelujah to praise God.
哈利路亚就赞美神的意思。
Hallelujah means to praise God.
所以我们这样祷告就可以了，很简单。
So that's very simple. That's all we have to do.
那第一次我们念奉主耶稣的圣名祷告，当然就哈利路亚，重复念哈利路亚。
And we will start our prayer by saying in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, and all we just have to do is repeatedly praise Him by saying Hallelujah.
那我再强调一次，神要借着圣灵把他平安喜乐放在我们心里。
I'd like to emphasize one more time that God will grant us His peace and joy through the fulfillment of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够改变你的一生。
The Holy Spirit will be able to change your entire life.
圣灵能够改变你的家庭更和乐。
The Holy Spirit will be able to transform your family and give you joy.
圣灵能够使夫妻的关系更和谐。
The Holy Spirit will be able to reconcile your relationships with your family members.
好，我们现在一起祷告啊，请到前面教授按手祷告。
Please come forward.